On this edition of Education Eclipse, intern Brittany Willis sits down with Pullman Police Officer Riley Michaelbust. Wait, what? Why are we talking to the Pullman PD? Well, in addition to Officer Michaelbust having been ASWSU president during his time as a student, he was actually a College of Education graduate. So, how does a guy who was an elementary ed major become a cop? And how did his schooling then help him now? All that and more on this edition of Education Eclipse.
Covering all aspects of teaching and learning, educational leadership and psychology, kinesiology and sport management, it's Education Eclipse from Washington State University. This is Brittany Willis, and I have the pleasure of sitting down with the College of Education graduate, Officer Riley Michaelbust. So before graduating from Washington State University in December of 2012, you were the former ASWSU president, a member of Sigma Phi Epsilon, and a former student of the College of Education studying elementary education. So fast forward 4 years, and now you are servicing the Pullman community as the a police officer for the Pullman Police Department. So tell me a little bit more about what that transition was like, going from studying elementary education in college to now being a Pullman police officer.
Well, thanks for having me here. And I think the College of Education strives to find people who care a lot about their community and are that sociable personality who are ready to dive into schools and just invest in children. And the police department, I would say, has a lot of similar links. We want people who dive into our community who want to do better and help the community be a better place. And so I think there's a lot of parallels there that have helped me in it being an easy transition, and I've really enjoyed it so far.
At what point did you decide that you were going to switch?
So when I was student body president, I spent a lot of time with the beat officers on Greek Row and presidents of fraternities and sororities. Mm-hmm. Certainly that's not all we did, but that was one of things I had a passion about. And so I spent a lot of time with the police department on Greek Row or meeting with different students and kind of got my first look at what the police department did and how the things that I was learning or gaining as being in the College of Education would probably make it so I enjoyed being a police officer. And then their work I just thought was really cool and interesting.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents just say, "Oh my gosh, what are you doing?"
My mom said that she knew it was always a possibility. I had talked about it. When I was really little, I got a ticket book for Christmas, like 4 or 5 years old, and I would go around and write people fake little tickets for silly things around the house. And I had always talked about going into law enforcement, but I had never really made any steps to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a great, enjoyable experience so far.
I mean, the two go really kind of hand in hand. They're both very service leadership oriented. And you had your experience ASWSU president. Do you ever find that you're using the same concepts that like you use in class or like anything that you use from being president or?
Yeah, that's interesting. I get that question quite a bit. I would say my respect for teachers is absolutely tremendous. After being in the College of Education, the amount of work that they put in and the amount of work they take home from the job is crazy. It can be highly unrealistic. And I think another parallel is that both professions are expected to be more than just teachers and more than just police officers. Certainly teachers do way more today than just teach, and a lot of times they're doing that on their own. They are certainly there in a building and they have a team, but they are one on 30 with kids. And in the police world, it can be the same thing. We show up and maybe there's not a crime, but we are a counselor for the day, or we're trying to be a parent for the day. And that's just one of the things that I've seen that it's like, gosh, this can be really tough.
Yeah.
I would say the biggest surprise about being in law enforcement is I probably spent 80% of my time writing reports.
Yeah.
And you probably, similar to teachers, you spent so much time writing lesson plans that was a big shock for me and for people when they hear that.
Wow. That's really interesting, actually, when you think about it, because were you shocked? I mean, kind of going into it thinking that, spending a lot of time writing reports and that kind of stuff, did you think, oh my gosh, like, this is kind of a lot of work?
Yeah, and it's not necessarily that it's difficult to do. It's just that, hey, when you think, oh, I'm going to be a cop and I'm going to do these fun things and do this, if you have 2 minutes of fun, you are writing paperwork about it for the rest of the day. And fun, just saying, I mean, getting into something that maybe gets your blood flowing, or that's dangerous, or fast, or you have a lot of work to justify what you did. And yeah, also the writing style is a lot different. It's very technical. They want us to write at the fifth grade level, so everyone who reads our reports understands. And mm-hmm. It is not creative. It's very fact based. So it's not very, it's not an artistic style of writing by any means. Mm-hmm. And so that was a change as well.
So why Pullman?
I love this community, and I think the transition from president and fraternity member and working with multicultural communities and being in just a really diverse leadership position has helped to hopefully make it so I connect with our community here in Pullman well. I think certainly as teachers, we learn that you didn't know everything, and a big part of learning about somebody that you're unfamiliar with their culture or how things are for them at home is to listen and ask questions. And certainly we do a lot of that, especially with we have a large international student population here, and sometimes not only is there a language barrier, but there's a cultural barrier, especially I would say we run into it with differences in relationships and the role of men and women in a culture back home versus the United States, and things that are certainly far from acceptable here may be acceptable there, and that those can be tough situations. I think especially for victims to step forward. And so one of the things is just that listen and ask questions was a skill that I was taught here that I have hopefully transferred well into police work.
Pullman's just like the happiest place on ever. Like, who would ever want to leave it?
Yeah, absolutely. There are certainly up on College Hill or in apartment land at night, we spend a lot of time educating on the dangers of alcohol and drugs, and a lot of times in Pullman, it's good people making poor decisions at the time, and there really are great people, and so how do we work with the law and education and mm-hmm. the justice system and kind of in wanting people to graduate and leave here the best person they can be?
Yeah. So I guess that kind of segues into, I'm sure you've heard about the moratorium for the Greek members, banning them from social events. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So I guess, do you think that, how is it a great way to like keep members on Greek Row and just in the Pullman community safe? Do you think that that's a good way for them to do it?
I think that you have a group of ambitious and caring individuals in the Greek community, and they got together and said, hey, we're going to do something. And I think we haven't applauded that very well. Certainly, leaders in the Greek community are 20 to 23 years old. And what I was kind of disappointed to see is that we haven't said, hey, good for you guys, and how can we help you? I think the news and maybe alums have kind of twisted it into, well, that's not a good decision. It's like, okay, well, you have young people who are maybe in their first few leadership roles, and they think this is best for them. And I think we as a community or culture could better embrace their desire for to protect their members.
Yeah.
And so I think one of the conversations that I'm unfortunately haven't had is, okay, good for you for doing this. How can we help you?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen that question a lot, and that would be one that I would like to see, not so much whether the decision is right or wrong.
Yeah. I mean, and you were kind of in that position as president, being just a student and having so much responsibility, and you're governing so many people, it's kind of hard to make those decisions, and you have friends and people that are on campus that kind of like look up to you and maybe might question you. So, I mean, that's, I guess, another question that I might have for you is, what was that like being ASWSU president and making all those decisions?
So I always felt really supported with the leadership of President Floyd and the leadership actually from Kathleen Hatch at the University of Recreation, and the leadership within student involvement and different advisors. Certainly, yeah, it was tough. There were some decisions that, especially regarding finances, that weren't always popular, or if 50% of people liked the decision and 50% of people didn't like the decision, you still had 50% of people who were going to disagree with you either way. And also realizing, yeah, I was a young student making decisions that I thought were the best for our community and the future of our institution. And I applaud the Greek leaders for getting together and doing what they think is best for their community.
Do you ever see yourself moving outside of Pullman or being in a different police department other than Pullman?
Yeah, I could see myself doing that. I don't know how soon that would be, or certainly jumping ship and trying something new. There's some nerves about that and what it'll be like. And our department here is really strong, and the culture of teamwork and supporting each other and treating our community with respect and professionalism is something I'm proud to be a part of.
Did you ever see yourself going back to being a teacher?
You know what? I really enjoyed it. I think my personality and the way that I function and I work lends well to law enforcement. I will have calls with kids, and I still love, hey, what'd you guys do in math today? Or just sometimes we have to distract people from a situation that's going on, and I still love to try to dive into their life a little bit. And that's what that's probably something I missed, is just that interaction with young people. They always bring a smile to my face.
Let's just jump into favorites. So what would be your favorite teacher in Pullman?
Oh, my favorite teacher in Pullman. I don't know that I had Lori White as a teacher, but she works with placement here with elementary education students. I don't know if she works with secondary, but getting students into their practicums. And certainly she embodies that strive to do good work, but also that WSU wants to graduate holistic people who are do well in a lot of areas, and she cares about her students, how their lives are going outside of the classroom by making sure they're healthy and that kind of thing, but also wants them to do really well. So I really enjoyed Miss White.
What about favorite food?
My favorite food. I'm always down for spaghetti and garlic bread.
It's one of my favorites. Favorite book.
I just got done reading The Kite Runner. I hadn't read it before, and it was a great read. Certainly some tough aspects to that book,
yeah.
But it was a good one. I would definitely recommend it.
Movie?
I've always liked Patch Adams. Robin Williams is a doctor and works with, it's a comedy, it's heartfelt, it's sad, but it was a good movie.
I'm too young to know.
Yes, showing my age.
Sport.
I've really enjoyed football this year. I love track. When I was in middle school and high school, certainly that's a social sport. That was the only one where we got to all kind of be together. But played fantasy football for the first time this year, so I've really enjoyed the NFL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for sitting down with me. I really enjoyed getting to know you, and I'm sure that everyone else did.
Have a great semester.
Oh, yeah. You've been listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.